Hey everyone, I am Jen and welcome back to Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. Hosting with me today is Bradley. You're in for a real treat today. Top-ranked Maury defeats Briar Woods to win Virginia Class 5 state title. On December 14, 2025, Maury Commodores face the Briar Woods Falcons. Another year, another Virginia Class 5 state finals appearance for the undefeated reigning defending champion Maury Commodores. But a win over the Briar Woods Falcons at James Madison University would make this season unlike any in the school's 113-year history. So, Bradley, what are our thoughts about this game?
Hello, everyone. This game was amazing, and Maury had a lot on the line. They were on the verge of a historic back-to-back state title, something no team in their 113-year history had ever done.
It's true. And we've got the play-by-play breakdown right here. We're talking incredible plays from both sides, some really game-changing moments, and of course, we'll talk about how it all ended.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was a wild ride. Just picture yourselves at James Madison University. That's where the championship took place. The stands are packed. You can feel the excitement in the air, and you can practically feel the history in the making.
Now for more. This wasn't Maury's first rodeo. They had been to the state finals 4 times in the past 6 seasons, so they were used to this kind of pressure.
Yeah, but Briar Woods wasn't just going to roll over. They had battled their way to the finals, overcoming a tough 22 start to the season. And they caught fire down the stretch, winning 8 of their last 9 games. The classic underdog story, right?
They were. But they weren't just some scrappy team with a lot of heart. Briar Woods had some serious talent. Their quarterback, Brady Carmichael, was a Navy signee, a real two-way threat, played quarterback on offense and linebacker on defense. Then they had another standout linebacker, Trey Dudley.
It sounds like Briar Woods had a pretty impressive roster. I mean, they were stacked.
Yeah, and the Maury's team, I mean, they were like a who's who of future college stars. LeBron Bond, committed to Indiana.
And Ari Watford, Clemson, CJ Smith, Maryland, and Kendall Daniels, South Carolina. Can you imagine the scouts at that game?
It must have been a recruiter's dream. Although one key player was missing from Maury, Ari Watford was out with an injury. He'd gotten hurt in the previous game.
Oh no, I hope he's doing all right.
So do I. But even without Watford, Maury was a force to be reckoned with.
They were, and they showed it right from the start. That first quarter was all Maury's to win. Their star receiver caught a slant pass, broke a tackle, and just took off for the end zone.
It was a statement play. Maury set the tone early. They were playing at such a fast pace. Just relentless. Briar Woods was struggling to keep up. It wasn't just Bond, either. Quarterback Ettore Newkirk found Javon Wiggins for another touchdown. The first quarter ended 14-0 Maury. For a minute there, it felt like it was going to be a blowout. But the second quarter was a different story. Couple of penalties really changed the momentum.
Yeah, those yellow flags started flying. Maury had 2 touchdowns called back because of penalties. It was a huge swing.
Yeah. Instead being up by multiple touchdowns, those calls gave Briar Woods some breathing room. And it made you wonder, what if those touchdowns had counted? Could Maury put the game away early?
It's hard to say. Briar Woods' defense really stepped up too. Dudley, that linebacker we talked about who went to Syracuse, made an incredible interception in the end zone, prevented another Maury score. It was a turning point for sure.
Exactly. It gave Briar Woods a little bit of hope. And you started to think maybe, just maybe, they could mount a comeback.
So at halftime, it was still 14-0, Maury in control. But those penalties had slowed them down a bit.
They had. And it's interesting to note that even with those setbacks, Newkirk was still perfect on his passes in the first half.
Wow, so Maury was clearly the better team. But Briar Woods was hanging in there.
They were.
What really stood out to you about that first half?
Honestly, I was curious to see how Briar Woods would adjust in the second half. They definitely made some adjustments at halftime, but Maury just came out on fire in the third quarter.
Like they flipped a switch. Yeah, it was like watching a completely different game.
It was. Maury scored 4 unanswered touchdowns in the third quarter.
4 touchdowns. Wow, they were unstoppable. So tell me about some of the big plays.
Well, first you had Elijah Moss. He caught a 60-yard touchdown pass from Newkirk.
60 yards.
That's insane. And then they kept the pressure on. Tayshawn Branch ran in for another score. It was just nonstop action.
Maury's offense was clicking on all cylinders.
It was. And it wasn't just the stars, either. They had guys like Damon McDaniel Jr. stepping up and making big plays. That's what you want to see, right? It shows the depth of their team. McDaniel Jr. scored a touchdown. And then, on the very next defensive drive, he got an interception.
Wow, talk about playing on both sides of the ball. He was everywhere. So by the end of the third quarter, what was the score?
It was 46-0.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the game was pretty much out of reach for Briarwoods at that point.
So what did you think about Briarwoods' performance in that second half?
Honestly, I was still impressed with their effort. They were clearly outmatched by this amazing Maury team, but they never gave up.
Yeah, their spirit didn't break. I think that says a lot about their character. And their coaching staff kept them focused, even when things were looking bleak.
It's easy to fold when you're down by that much. But Briarwoods kept fighting.
They did, and even though they lost, Briarwoods still had some impressive moments. But let's talk about Maury. They won their second straight state championship with a final score of 46-0, and they extended their winning streak to 40 games.
That's unbelievable. It's a testament to their talent, their coaching, and their dedication.
It makes you wonder, can they keep this going?
That's the big question, isn't it? Is this the beginning of a Maury football dynasty?
I mean, it's hard to say. High school football is unpredictable. Players graduate, new stars emerge.
Yeah, it's tough to maintain that level of success year after year. But you can't deny Maury's potential. They have a winning culture, great coaching, and a lot of talented young players.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I think so. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But one thing's for sure. Maury's 2024 football season was one for the ages. It was a season that will be remembered for a very long time. It really makes you think about what it takes to build a winning team. Not just in sports, but in life too.
Yeah, you know, it's not just about having the best players.
Exactly. It's about having the right mindset, the right attitude, and the willingness to work hard and support each other.
And Maury clearly had all of those things. It's amazing to see how a team can come together like that.
And it's inspiring, too. It makes you believe that anything is possible. If you have the right people by your side, and if you're willing to put in the work.
I bet the Maury principal, Miss Berg, Coach McCain, Superintendent Dr. Sharon I. Birdsong, the players, the cheerleaders, and the entire school community is still buzzing about this win.
I'm sure they are. It must have been an incredible experience to see their team make history like that.
It's something they'll never forget. And it's going to inspire future generations of athletes in Maury and beyond.
You know, it's funny. We started this podcast talking about a single football game, but it's turned into something so much more. It's about the power of teamwork, the importance of resilience, and the pursuit of excellence. And that's the beauty of sports. It's about so much more than just the game itself.
You're correct. Well, I think we've covered just about everything in this podcast. And it's been a real pleasure reliving this incredible game with you, Jen.
Likewise. It was a fascinating football season. And as we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with one final thought. We talked about Maury's potential for a dynasty, but what do you think their biggest challenge will be going forward?
That's a good question. I think their biggest challenge will be staying hungry.
You're absolutely right. Staying hungry is critical, especially for teams or individuals who have already achieved some level of success. It's easy to get complacent or lose that drive when things are going well. But maintaining that hunger is what separates good from great.
Yeah, they've achieved so much already, and it's easy to get complacent and to lose that edge. It's about pushing beyond comfort zones, staying curious, and always striving for that next level. With the right mindset and leadership, Maury can definitely rise to the challenge. Hey, Jen. Thanks for letting me share the highlights of the Class 5 state championship game with you today.
You are certainly welcome, Bradley. And I want to close out this podcast by asking everyone to join me and congratulate Ms. Karen Berg, the school principal, Dr. Sharon I. Birdsong, the superintendent of Norfolk Public Schools, the amazing Coach McCain and his team, the phenomenal Maury Commodores football team, cheerleaders, and the community. It has been a pleasure sharing with you today another year, another Virginia Class 5 state finals appearance for the undefeated reigning defending champion Maury Commodores. Remember, this win over the Briarwoods Falcons at James Madison University makes this season unlike any in the school's 113-year history. Thanks for joining us today on Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. Until next time, stay inspired, stay engaged, and keep striving for greatness.